Sorry. I don't know where his thing is. But at any rate,
he called me because he was confused about the Mishmar time, and he was wondering if that replaced you. And I said, No,
it doesn't replace me. It's going to be, I'm irreplaceable.
You are irreplaceable.
Okay, so what we were discussing last week, not last week, last time that we met, which was Monday, is that we had Arba Rosh Hashanah Haim, and the first one we were discussing is that Ech Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah LaMalachim. That's what we said. And the Gemara was discussing, why do we need a Rosh Hashanah from Malachim? Why do kings need a Rosh Hashanah? What's so great about the kings that they're going to have a Rosh Hashanah? So he said we need it for Shtaros, Rashi says because of Shalom Malchus, or Rashi Tosa says just because of Shtaros. We incorporated the kings into the Shtaros. So therefore we need to have a set date, a set Rosh Hashanah, right here. There's no hiding anymore. It's right here. And I even have a Maseches Yuma for you if you want. If you want to go back and do Maseches Yuma. So because of these Shtaros, we need to have a set time. We need to have a set time that the kings took office. So that we're not going to get confused as to a shtar muktam, shtar meuchor. If the shtar says the third year of Trump's tenure or somebody else's tenure, and we don't know exactly what month they came in, it's going to cause all these problems with shtar meuchor, shtar muktam. And we know that a shtar muktam is going to be puzzled, because then the malva can go back and he can collect from the kuchos, from the buyers, of the loveh, earlier than he would normally be allowed to. So a shtar muktam is going to be puzzled, and a shtar meuchor is going to be kasha. So in order to avoid all of that logistical craziness, we set a Rosh Hashanah for malachim, for kings. And therefore the shtaros are always going to say, when it says the third year of X person, we know it's starting from Nisan. Now, our Gemara picks up from there, and it's going to continue with Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. But here, our Gemara is going to want to know, how do we know that the Rosh Hashanah is from Nisan? Rosh Hashanah for kings is from Nisan. From where do we learn such a zach? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we are just about smack in the middle of Beis Amid Beis. You don't have to smack the Gemara in order to get there. But it's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin l'malachim she'ein mona lehem ela minisan. From where do we get this concept that we have in our Mishnah, that the malachim are counted from Nisan? She'ne'emar, because we have a pasuk. This pasuk is by Shlomo HaMelech when he started to build the bayis. Vayihi b'shmonim shana. It was in Shmonim Shana v'Abram Me'oshana. It was in the 480th year. Latzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. After Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim, 480 years after Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim, B'shana Haravis, in the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's reign, B'chodesh Ziv, in the bright, shiny month, which we will learn on Daf Yud Aleph to be Iyar, Huachodesh Hasheni, that's the second month, L'melech Shlomo al Yisrael, where Shlomo reigned on Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we have in this pasuk, we have 480 years from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we have Malchus Shlomo. Those two concepts are going to be compared. We're going to have a hekish, which is a comparison. So says the Gemara, Makish Malchus Shlomo Yetzias Mitzrayim. I can compare the reign of Shlomo HaMelech to Yetzias Mitzrayim. My Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nisan, just as we know Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan, because that's when Klal Yisrael left. Af Malchus Shlomo min Nisan, so too Malchus Shlomo is from Nisan. So since the pasuk doesn't tell us when Malchus Shlomo was, and the pasuk does tell us 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can make a hekish. Malchus Shlomo to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was in Nisan. Malchus Shlomo starts in Nisan. So says the Gemara, from there we learn that Rosh Chodesh HaMalachim, Rosh Hashanah HaMalachim is Nisan.
Shlomo was coronated whatever in Nisan?
Whether he was coronated in Nisan or not, it doesn't matter. Because we are learning now that the years that the Pasuk is attributing to Shlomo HaMelech start from Nisan. So let's say, for example, he actually was coronated in Adar. Okay? That would mean that Adar is... the previous Adar.
Okay.
He was coronated in Adar. Doesn't matter what year, right? He was coronated in Adar. Now the following Nisan, which is 1 month later, would be the start of year two for him.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. He was coronated the year before.
What would you call, under that circumstance, the second month of his reign?
It's
And the first was the first
is
month.
Is this Adar, or does it go back to the previous Nisan before he was a kid? The first month is. Oh no, that the whole year is considered his first year. Theoretically, if you were to write a shtar 6 months earlier, having a nevuah that Shlomo HaMelech was going to take office in Adar, that would be a valid shtar, because that was his first year. That whole year is considered year one in Shlomo HaMelech.
No, but when is his first month? And when is his second month?
Yeah, it doesn't matter when his first month is.
Is his 13th month the Nisan of that's really his second month as far as how this gets dated?
I don't know. We're not dating it according to months. We don't date the shtaros according to the months of the kings. We date the shtaros according to the years of the kings. On this Sivan, on the second year of Malchus Shlomo, David borrowed 10,000 shekels from the Rav Simcha, which is going to get back to 10,000 that you owed me. You owe me 10,000 from Monday. So. All right, so basically, that's where we're learning it from. We're learning it from that pasuk, which is Makish Malchus Shlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara says so far. So far, so good. Okay, this is pretty posh. It says the Gemara, maybe not so fast. The Yitzias Mitzrayim gufa minalan minisa manina. Wait a minute. How do we know that we're counting Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Dilma mitishrei manina. Maybe, in fact, we should count Yitzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. Now, hold on there a second. The Gemara here is not seeking to imply that the Jews left Mitzrayim in Tishrei. That is a fact that they left in Nisan. Okay? Hayom atem yotzim chodesh aviv. Yeah, something like that. Chodesh aviv is Nisan. That's l'kuli alma. Everybody agrees it was Nisan. The Gemara here is trying to say, however, that maybe we should say, okay, the first year that they left Mitzrayim was Nisan. Nisan ir sivan. Tam is av elul, 6 month year. That's 1 year. But then we start counting again from Tishrei. So year two is starting from Tishrei. And every year thereafter is going to start from Tishrei. Why would we do such a thing? So Rashi says there's a precedent. So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Ema Mitishrei, right? This is the Gemara's Havamina, that maybe we should say no, Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, we're counting the years from Tishrei. Rashi says, Ema Mitishrei, it's about 14 lines up from the end of Rashi's. That doesn't really help you. So it's right over here. Anybody who wants to see, it's right over here. It's Dibra Maskel, Ema Mitishrei. And Rashi says, Af Opisha Yatsu Benisan, even though they left in Nisan, and that is undisputed, Mishyagia Tishrei Karulo Shana Shnia. Once Tishrei kicks in, meaning 6 months later, or I should say 7 months later, that's Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be the start of the second year. That's what the Gemara is implying. Karulo Shana Shnia. Lafisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Loshanim. Because Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, as we know from our Mishnah, that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for years, Hanimna L'Briyas HaOlam, which is counted from Briyas HaOlam. So we already have a V'hua Din L'Tzias Mitzrayim, so maybe I would say the same thing goes for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Any time that the Torah says this is it happened on the fifth year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're counting from Tishrei. Just like we counted from Tishrei when it comes to Briyas HaOlam, so too we should do the same thing when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Exactly what the connection is between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Briyas HaOlam that we want to do that, I don't know. I don't know exactly. But at any rate, that's the Gemara's Havamina. That maybe even though Klal Yisrael left in Nisan, maybe we're not counting from Nisan. Maybe we're counting from Tishrei. And in fact, the first year was an abridged year. And then starting from the second year is Tishrei. And every year thereafter is from Tishrei. So you can't have a Raya, you can't bring me a Raya necessarily that it's from Nisan, therefore Malchus Shlomo is from Nisan. Maybe it's all from Tishrei. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara is going to reject it. It says, Lo Sakadaitech, don't think that way. Dichsev, because it says in the Pasuk. Now we're going to have a different Pasuk to prove it. Okay? We're going to have a different Pasuk to prove here that Tishrei cannot possibly be the Rosh Hashanah for Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're counting from Tishrei for Yitzias Mitzrayim purposes. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vaya'al Aharon HaKohen El Hor HaHar. Aharon HaKohen went up to Hor HaHar Al pi Hashem, vayamas sham bishnas harboim latzeis bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. He died there in Hor Hahar on the 40th year after bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, b'chodesh hachamishi, in the fifth month. Now, whenever the Torah says b'chodesh hachamishi, b'chodesh hasheni, b'chodesh hashtei asar, whenever it says that, it's always counting from Nisan. Just like the Torah says, hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, rishon hu lachem l'chodshi hashana. It's always the first year when you're counting months of the year. So whenever the Torah says b'chodesh hachamishi, b'chodesh hasheni, b'chodesh hashlishi, whatever it is, you know it's counting that from Nisan. So now, this pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen went up to Hor HaHar on the 40th year following Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'chodesh HaChamishi would be what? Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz Av. We know that Aaron died in Chodesh Av.
Next week, on Monday.
What's next week?
Rosh Chodesh Av.
Yeah. Rosh Chodesh Av. Fine, very good. But in fact, for those of you who are up on your Shnayim Mikra, this is, uncoincidentally, this is this week's Parsha. Amazing. Amazing, Daf HaShavuah following the Parsha is an amazing thing. Huh? It's amazing. It's amazing. But, okay, so the pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen went up to Hor HaHar on the 40th year following Yitzias Mitzrayim b'chodesh hachamishi, which is Chodesh Av, be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of that month. Uksiv, and then it says, just following that, which is going to be next week's parasha, parasha's Dvarim, Vayhi bar boim shana b'ashtei asar chodesh, it was in the 40th year, in the 11th month, be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of the month, Dibur Moshe, Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael the entire Mishnah Torah. This is the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, right? So right next to Aaron HaKohen's death comes Mishnah Torah, comes Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe tells over to Bnei Yisrael all of the Mishnah Torah, and that happened 40 years, and on the 11th month. So now, Shvat. So that's Shvat. So now says the Gemara very pashut. Midakoy ba'av the karilosh nasar ba'im. By the fact that the first pasuk by Aaron HaKohen was standing in Av, because it was Chodesh HaChamishi, and it calls it the 40th year, v'koy b'shvat, and the second pasuk is talking about Shvat, because it calls it the 11th month, v'karilosh nasar ba'im, and it again calls it the 40th year, michlal, that implies the Rosh Hashanah lav tishrehu. That implies that Rosh Hashanah cannot possibly be Tishrei. Why? Why does that imply that? Because if Rosh Hashanah were Tishrei, then guess what we would have? Aaron HaKohen dies in Av. What's the following month? Elul. Then Tishrei. Exactly. It would be the 41st year. So when Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael the Mishnah Torah, it would be year 41. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah calls it year 40. It's the same 40th year. So it must be that you can't say that Rosh Hashanah is...
You can't prove it, though, without going... Can you say that, well, it's not possible that Aaron would have died in the 41st year, because we know Bnei Yisrael won in Eretz Yisrael?
What do you want to say? That Aaron died in...
If Aaron died in Av, we're really counting from Tishrei. It would have been, the first year would have been over after 6 months.
Yeah.
And then Aaron would have died in Av.
Yeah.
Right? So that would have been, and we really can't, it would have really been the 41st year.
But the Torah says it's 40th year.
But, that itself is proof, because we know that we came in after 40 years. We didn't spend 41 years, we only spent 40 years. Aaron didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. So what does it happen? In the 41st year...
But how would we know it's the 41st year? The Torah doesn't record every year.
The fact that it didn't... Why can't you prove it from the first one?
Because you wouldn't know from the first one that it's 41. All you would know is that it's 40.
I'm saying, but we know, let's say, outside. We know that they didn't... They only spent 40 years in the desert.
They spent 40 years in the desert, but what?
What
40 years are those?
It would be impossible to count it from this rate, because that would have had to be the 41st year.
Correct, but when we say that they lived 40 years in the desert, maybe they didn't live 40 years. Maybe it was 40 years that we're counting 40 years, right? All right, very good. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha.
I understand.
It's a good kasha. It's a better kasha than a teretz, but I like it. I like the way you're thinking. At any rate, pashtus, the Gemara is saying clearly here, we cannot call Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, because if we called Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, you would have a transitional year. You would have Av Elul Tishrei would be 41, and then the following, the month is Shvat, would be 41. But the Torah doesn't say that. It calls it year 40. So if it calls it year 40, it must be that Tishrei is not the Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to go back to Nisan. Okay? Now, we know for a fact, at least now, we know that it cannot be Tishrei. That's what the Gemara asserts right now. That's the Gemara's proof. Okay. So now the Gemara tries a different avenue to try to say, no, maybe it really is Tishrei. And maybe we're just reading the psukim a little bit wrong. Why? Because if you look at the first pasuk when it comes to Aaron HaKohen, what does it say? It says, "Vayama sham bishnas har boim letzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." After they left Yitzias Mitzrayim, after they left Mitzrayim. But in the second pasuk, it doesn't say that. It says, "Vahi bar boim shana." Period. In the 11th month. It just says the 40th year. It doesn't say the 40th year from when. It doesn't say from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara wants to posit. Bishle maheach mefarish el Yitzias Mitzrayim. I understand Aaron HaKohen's quote, his pasuk. That says mefarish Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elahai. But the pasuk vis-a-vis Moshe, mimaydil Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do we know that that 40th year is counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Dilma lahakamasa mishkan. Maybe I'll tell you, it's counting from the Hakamas HaMishkan, which was also a very significant event in Jewish history. And therefore, when was Hakamas HaMishkan? Second year. And so when it says the 40th year, it means the 40th year following the Mishkan, which is really the 41st year following the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's consistent. And therefore we can say, again, the Tishrei. And we're back in the ball game, right? We're back in the ball game, extra innings. So now now we can say it's glatt. A little problem that I had is like mechatesi. Like mechatesi, it would be from Hakamas HaMishkan. I mean, what other precedent do we have in the Torah that it's telling that the Torah counts Hakamas HaMishkan in years that we would say that we could say here also? Well, maybe the 40 years is Hakamas HaMishkan. I mean, Hakamas HaMishkan is a significant event, but we never have a counting that I know of. We never have a counting from the Mishkan. So why all of a sudden would I now think that it's from a Kamas HaMishkan? I don't know.
This,
I didn't.
According to this, right, another question you have is the 41st year, right? According to this, Havamina.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how can this possibly be Moshe?
Okay.
Already,
okay.
Yeshua Ben Nun. Okay. Yeshua Ben Nun already.
No, he's saying something different.
Nisan, you look at say for Yeshua and Nisan, they go into Eretz Yisrael in Nisan. So how can you be saying that this is talking about the 41st year? The 41st year, Moshe is dead, and Yeshua has already brought them into Eretz Yisrael in the 41st year.
Right. So how can
you say that Moshe is talking them in the Midbar in the 41st year?
And how do you know that? Because Moshe was 80 years old when he stood in front of Paro. So if he was 80 plus 41, he'd be dead already, right?
He says that they're in the Midbar 40 years, not 41st year. They're already in New Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, very good. Very good. I'm not going to get into it. It's a good kasha. The Turi Evan brings down the kasha. I don't remember exactly what the Turi Evan answers, but if you can come up with the answer, because I think I looked it up and I don't think I can figure it out. But if you can figure it out, then you get brownie points. Okay? Then Zev, you get the extra grugluff that I brought for Mishmar. I think I'll give you the extra ruglach, all right? If you don't get an extra ruglach, then you just put it on my tab. Put it on my tab. What? Oh, you had. That's right. We saw Marsova Smachot. He was picking out on it. Fine. So we're good. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. It really jives.
No,
it's the same type of idea.
There's no 41st year. The 41st year is already there.
41st idea. He's already... What?
You're in Eretz Yisrael in the 41st year.
41st year.
Nisan. They stopped eating the man. They brought Mila and Karpon Pesach and Nisan in the 41st year. There is no 41st year. No,
there is no 41st
year.
Year
in the Midbar.
Well, it depends when we're counting the 40. If we're counting the 41st year, no, there is a 41st year. There's a 40. But 40 what?
40th year from the Mishkan is 41st 40, year.
Right.
So there's no 41st year in the Mishkan.
But they didn't go in right away, right?
Went in right away.
I don't know the answer. I mean, that's the core that I don't know. I don't know the answer. Good kasha. I don't have an answer. I have to think about it. by the time this year is over, my mind is going to be toast and I'm not going to think about it. But I should think about it. It's a good kasha. I don't have an answer. Very good. As Beryl was asking, same type of thing. It's a good kasha. Okay.
We're trying to say that it's 40th year from Mishkan.
40th year from Hakamas HaMishkan, which is the 41st year after they left Yetzias Mitzrayim. So,
which month?
11th? What do you mean, 11th month? We're saying from Tishrei. We want to say from Tishrei.